This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. President Bush's party has a stronger grip on Congress than at any time since he took office, but that does not mean he's having an easy time with Congress. The president's Social Security proposals have yet to make progress. A battle over judicial nominations is looming, and the president's nominee for United Nations ambassador is facing a difficult fight. Joining us now to talk about these and other issues is NPR News analyst Cokey Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So what does it mean that the Senate Foreign Relations Committee would postpone, as they did a few days ago, the nomination of John Bolton to be UN ambassador?
Well, as you know, Ohio Senator George Voinovich has stopped the vote last week because he said that he had not been at earlier committee meetings. He had been at other committees, and he had not really heard the case against John Bolton. And when he heard his Democratic colleagues lay it out, he wanted to study more about it. He said that didn't necessarily mean that he was a no vote on Bolton, but he wanted to learn more about allegations that Bolton had abused employees in various places of business. And some more allegations have been sent to the committee, the Foreign Relations Committee. Voinovich's decision, however, seemed to cause two other Republicans, Lincoln Chafee of Rhode Island and Chuck Hagel of Nebraska, to reconsider their votes on Bolton. So now there's a full-scale campaign going on. A group called Move America Forward is running ads against Voinovich, accusing him of being disloyal to President Bush. Today, conservative columnist Robert Novak has an article saying that this is the worst congressional relations team, the Bush team, in a long time, saying that they're ready to let this nomination go down the tubes. And the paper that Senator Lugar, the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, and the highest Democrat, Joseph Biden, have signed to say how this nomination will proceed from here looks for all the world like something that dueling partners would have drawn up. It is an indication of how tense things are in the United States Senate when you have two usually mild-mannered men having to write such a document.
And this is not the only thing that's making them tense. You also have this fight over judicial nominees.
And there, Vice President Cheney weighed in for ending what's called the judicial filibuster on Friday. And their outside forces are at work as well. Senator Frist, the Republican leader, gave a controversial speech yesterday at a Kentucky church that went out to 61, they claim, million TV viewers. He did not join in what's been a conservative attack on the judiciary, but it was still controversial because of what others in the group that he was meeting with had said, that the filibuster was an attack on people of faith. There, the other side is also in. The outside groups are also involved. MoveOn.org, the liberal group, is in on the side of preserving judicial filibuster, and Democrats are feeling like they've got public opinion on their side. There was some talk of compromise this weekend on the filibuster. There was also, Steve, some talk of compromise about trying to get the House Ethics Committee together with new rules or maybe old rules, as the whole situation involving Tom DeLay, the majority leader, continues to heat up, again with new allegations there as well.
Now, one other thing, President Bush is not going to the Capitol this week, but he's certainly trying to influence people at the Capitol as he continues traveling around promoting his Social Security plans. Is he making any progress?
Well, not according to the polls, he's not. The support for the president's plan continues to drop. However, this week, the Senate Finance Committee meets, and that's where you start to have some real activity. So all of what's been going on so far is essentially noise. Now you get an actual bill starting to be written. And I think that you will see whether the Senate is going to come up with the bill that the president likes and that then the House signs on to. What is in the noise here as well, though, is low consumer confidence numbers, the economy not perking up very well, the stock market being very iffy as the president proposes private accounts, all of that combining to make it difficult for the president and to give the Democrats a lot of backbone as they go into all of these debates, where the Democrats are much more unified than anyone anticipated.
Thanks very much. That's NPR News analyst Cokey Roberts.